I am Father Kevin Shemig. I'm pastor of Our Lady Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Our reading for this Friday is from John's Gospel. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him." Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is born. When Christ comes, no one will know where he is from. So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me and also know where I'm from? And I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him because the hour, his hour, had not yet come. The hour for Jesus is his death on the cross. In John's Gospel, at the moment of death, Jesus is glorified. He gives over his spirit. The Holy Spirit is poured out into the world. Blood and water flowed from his sacred side as a soldier pierced his side. The blood symbolized the Eucharist. Water symbolizes baptism, the two sacraments which give life to the church. The hour of his passion is the gift of the Father. The horrible death of Jesus on the cross is a gift. Jesus cries out from the cross, "It is finished." This means he is fulfilled. He is glorified. The resurrection happens even when his body hangs on the cross. A great theologian wrote about Jesus' death on the cross in John's Gospel. Being lifted on the cross is the beginning of Christ's glorification. In John's Gospel and of Christ's return to the Father, his final words are not a cry of desolation, as in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, but a statement of triumph. The Spirit is immediately breathed forth, and blood and water flow from his side to begin the recreation of humankind.